This is Vatican Radio. The annual Rimini meeting is continuing in the Italian city with thousands of people of different faiths and cultures taking part. Attending the meeting are two Syrian Christian brothers, Klaus Bezergi and George Bezergi from Aleppo. They left their homeland and are now studying in Germany. Klaus and George spoke to Vatican Radio's Luca Collodi about Christian persecution and the ongoing conflict in the country.
Yes, well, at the first I just want to say these words. Our life as a Christians in Syria before the war, it was really good and great. We had everything, our positions, our work, our study, and there was not any kind of discrimination there. So just like the Christians and Muslims are the same. But in the Arabic autumn, I mean the revolutions there, there was just like no ideas and no ideologies and no kind of people. So in other words, there was just like a big discrimination about for the Christians, and then has been turned up to persecution. I mean, up to 2012, the Christians were not welcome in Aleppo. I mean, the rebels, they just try always attack the part of Aleppo where Christians living, and they called us we are godless, and they just try to bomb our street, and they cut the water about us, and there is no electricity, and until now. So the situation now, it's very bad. I just news a lot of people now, they have a disc and problem in their back because they have to carry water. And also there's not very good connection, so I cannot take any information from there. And there's no a lot of food. So they are just living very bad situation. And I live that also this situation. And I was always in dangerous that I will be killed in any time, because there was a thousand of rockets sometimes in a day. I mean, just like in the part of Christian Street. But also when I came to Germany, well, it's just like here a better place. I mean, there's no war. But also, you know, my heart's still in Syria and in Aleppo, and it's still beating there. My life is going on well there, but actually I'm not happy, because sometimes I really feel that until now I'm persecuted as a Christian from Aleppo. Here some people let me feel that I'm not welcome here. I mean, they are not German, they are just like also foreign people.
Giorgio, what about the Daesh in Aleppo in Syria?
So Aleppo, like Klaus said, Daesh was near Aleppo. They used always to attack the city. They used to attack everything at the city. I mean, church, apartments, everything. Sometimes we could not go anymore to the university because it was too dangerous, and it's too dangerous. But we use always to achieve our goals, our study, because we are kids of life. We like the life. We like to build Syria again, and we try to do our best to build Syria.
And also I just want to use this chance and just remind many people that in 2012, four, two bishops and two prayer men has been kidnapped and taken away from jihadist groups. And until now, we don't know what's happening about them. Well, actually, I mean, now the Christians are very afraid because they say our bishops and archbishops has been taken away and no one talk about them. So what happened for us as a normal Christians? So we are just now and just praying, and all what I want, that just to know what's happened with our prayers, with the prayer man who just learned me religion in my school, and then suddenly he taken away. So that's kind of persecution because he's Christian.